Our reading is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning at verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
So our reading today was from Acts chapter 2. But as we start, let's just remind ourselves for a moment of where we are in the big story of the Bible. What's the story so far? Now, I've got some of those clever little mnemonic poems to help us this afternoon. I've not thought of them myself, but they're quite good for helping us remember things, and I need a bit of help with that. So our reading came from the book of Acts, and Acts has got some amazing conversions and terrific stories in it. It was written by Luke, who was a doctor. And he's the only non-Jewish writer in the New Testament. He also wrote a gospel where he writes about everything Jesus did and taught after he interviewed eyewitnesses, people who had met with Jesus, people that Jesus ministered to. And in his gospel, he tells us their stories. In Acts, we find that Luke himself is eyewitness to the growth of the early church as he travels with Paul on his missionary journeys, and he records what happens as people come to faith and new Christian communities come into being. He writes about these things for his friend, the Roman Theophilus. But today, we are able to hear and learn from Luke's story too. So here's another mnemonic: Acts. Activities of Christians with the Spirit. In the last two chapters of Luke's Gospel, he records Jesus' death and his raising to life, as witnessed by the disciples. In the 40 days since the resurrection, the disciples have seen Jesus. They talked with him, they'd eaten with him, and they'd witnessed his ascension to heaven. He's gone back to be with his Father in heaven. But before he returns to heaven, Jesus tells the disciples to wait in Jerusalem for a gift. Jesus tells them that he will send the Holy Spirit to help them. When the Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost, the lives of the disciples are transformed. It makes them bolder. The Spirit gives them words to speak. There are miracles and wonders. And a Christian community begins as people who believe in the good news of Jesus gather together. Now here's another little mnemonic coming up. Acts. Accepting all, creating space, telling the story of Jesus, and serving food and each other. The number of followers starts to grow rapidly. Thousands at a time are converted to faith. And the thing that drew most people was the community lifestyle of the Christians, as we heard from our reading. They really cared for each other and for others. Now, I've got another slide here, and this is a picture of my dad. And he was born in Liverpool. It's his favourite place. He lived there until just before I was born, when he moved across the Mersey to live on the Wirral. Now, I don't know if there's any fans of the Beatles here, but my dad was a big fan of the Beatles. And as I was reading the passage that Kathy read to us just before, the chorus of one of their songs came to my mind. I don't know if you know it. I'm going to try and sing it, so join in if you do. But it goes like this. All you need is love. And then it goes, da 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 da. All you need is love. Da 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 da. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. Excellent. So a few of you remember that one. Now, I have to say that while I like the song, I don't think the Beatles have got it quite right. When you live and share life as a community, you certainly do need love. It can be hard when a big group of people live together. You don't always get on. So you do need a lot of love. And in this community, in the early church, we find their love in their hospitality, in caring for one another, in conversation, and in celebration. But what was going on in this early church community that we've been reading about that made them so different? What made others want to join in? In this community, every person knew Jesus personally. Jesus was at the centre of their lives and their community. He wasn't physically present anymore, but he was there through the presence of the Holy Spirit. So there was love. They certainly did need love. But there was also prayer, praise, miracles, stories, and learning together about God through his Spirit. This is what made the community different. It pointed people to Jesus. And in your community here at Hymns of Praise, there's hospitality. I'm looking forward to a bit of cake and a drink afterwards. There's care. There's conversation. And there's celebration that Jesus is here too through the presence of the Holy Spirit in the lives here of the people who choose to follow him. So are you part of that fellowship of friends who are following Jesus today? If you're not sure that you know Jesus personally today, you can choose to get to know him right now. There's a special prayer that we can pray now as I finish. I'll pray, and you might want to pray with me quietly. And maybe this is the first time you've prayed a prayer like this. Or maybe you just want to take a moment now and recommit yourself to be a friend of Jesus. So let's close our eyes for a moment and I'll pray. Lord God, please forgive me for all the things I have done wrong. I turn to you and turn away from sin. Jesus, please be the centre of my life. I welcome you personally as Lord and Saviour of my life. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to fill me and empower me to live as a child of God. I want to have your grace to truly live a new life. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.